Hello, everyone, and it's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 142, season 6. Today's date is June 21st, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. On today's episode, I will talk about my memories of ViewMaster. You know, the thing you put in front of your eyes and you go click, click when you look at pictures. Oh, that's kind of cool. Was when I was a kid, but mainly I talk about the TV shows of the 1970s, maybe the early 80s, my memories of that, and that should be a lot of fun. Also, I'll talk about the post from last week. I'll do a recap of Vanished Chicagoland Facebook, which I put on my Facebook page. I posted there, and then this show will be a lot of fun. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Mystery Date Board Game. I don't know why I chose it. I just did. And here is a commercial from 1965. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
He's here! My Mystery Date!
Mystery Date! Are you ready for your Mystery Date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your Mystery Date.
It's Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. And you. And you. And you. Mystery Date. Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your Mystery Date be a dream? Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So girls,
open the door for your Mystery Date.
Get Mystery Date.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Mystery Date. That is from Milton Bradley. I'll give you a brief history of the show. It was introduced in 1965, and it's a very popular show. Game. Excuse me. It's a board game. Why do I say show? I was confused with my other podcast, TV Oblivion. Sorry about that. And the object of the game is you're trying to acquire a desirable date while trying to avoid the dud, which is probably the nerd or probably a jerk. You don't want to date him. And it's played with two or three, four players, and there is a spinning door handle, and that's revealed. The date is revealed by that, and you open the plastic door, and the five possible dates are formal dance, bowling, the beach, skiing, and the dud. So you roll the dice and then you just move your peg, whatever. And then if you land on the spot where you open the door, chances are you will go out with a wonderful guy or not a wonderful guy at all. But you know, these days, you know, guys look like that. That's how it is. You know, very rare you see someone dapper, dashing, debonair. No. And the 1999 version, it was an electronic, it had an electronic talking phone. And on the box of the, when you see a phone, there's a beach date. His name is Tyler. And that's actor Chris Evans, who played Captain America. He is in that. That's interesting. So I believe the game is still available on Amazon, I assume. So, and I used to see this board game, the commercials, when I think Saturday mornings when I watched cartoons when I was little. Also, when I watched reruns in the 70s, like in the afternoon, probably on Channel 9, Channel 32, and this would pop up. And it's remembered to this day. People love the commercial rather than the game. Okay. All right. So in the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about my memories of ViewMaster TV shows and of the 1970s. And also I'll do a recap of the post I did last week on Vanished Chicagoland on Facebook. I would do that first. Okay. And let's see. Found some real nice goodies. I found online a shopping bag made out of paper from W.T. Grant's department store. There was one located in downtown. That's probably even the 40s and 50s. And there were a couple locations in the suburbs. I never went to the store. I used to hear about it. But it was not a Chicago company. It was, I think, founded on the East Coast. So, but a lot of people remembered that store. And also where they worked. When I posted this photo of the bag, people commented they do remember the story, which is wonderful. Okay. Next up, I put up this is a photo I found of the Double Drive-In Theater. It was on the south side at 2800 West Columbus Avenue, which I used to go there. I went there about a few times. I think the first movie I saw was Car Wash from 1976 that starred Richard Pryor. He wasn't really the main, you know, star. There were others, and that's a pretty good movie. I think it was Ivan Dixon from Hogan's Heroes, you know. And I loved that movie, and whenever they aired it on Channel 5 late at night, I think they did that in the late 70s. I loved the movie. It's hilarious. There's some funny scenes in there. And as for Double Drive-In, that opened in August 1950, and it closed about the early 90s. And a lot of people from my neighborhood, my old neighborhood, that is, went there all the time. They used to put the kids in the trunk so they sneak in. That's an old trick. And, you know, I love that theater. It was, which I have a Facebook page, and it's the Double Drive-In / Fort City Cinema, if you check it out. Right next to it of the theater was a plaza, shopping plaza. There was Zaire. My mom used to go there all the time. Also, there was Wiseway. It was a grocery store. I think there's one still in Indiana, but we shopped there all the time. It was a good store. And there was a liquor store. I forgot the name of it. Also, Super X. And also, there was, my mother told me, I think there was a store that sold lamps over there. I think she was right. Yeah. So that's a shame. That was a fun place to go. It really is. Drive-ins are great. They are, but they're not that many around in Chicago. I think there's about one, and I think it's in McHenry. So if you do that, okay. Next up, this is something I found. I found a prop. Excuse me. So it was a prop from the set of Family Classics TV show hosted by Frasier Thomas that aired on WGN Channel 9. And it's autographed by Frasier. And some people ask me, do you have this book? I go, no, I found it online. I wish I did. That would be awesome. And I mentioned this coming fall, I will do the 60th anniversary of the show. That's in September. This will be a lot of fun. I'll put together a video, do a podcast, write a story. We'll see about my memories of watching that show, because they aired great movies, wonderful movies on Sundays. I think at 4 o'clock or 3:30 or 4, around that time, you know. And that should be great. I can't wait to do it. Okay. Next up, I found a menu from the Buffalo Ice Cream Parlor. I put an ice bar. I shouldn't have done that. Okay. And that was located at 4000 West Irving Park Road in Chicago, on the corner of Pulaski. And I never went to this store. I never did. And someday I will talk about more detail about this, because it's still missed. There's one in Buffalo Grove. How coincidental. But I've heard it's not the same anymore. I don't know if it changed so much, but this one was the best on the north side. People love it. They love their sundaes, their ice cream. They had food. They had it. And they tore down that building and now it's a gas station, which is a shame. Okay. Next, I found a box of playing cards. And it had the logo of the Canfield's 50-50 soft drink, which I used to like. Canfield's, we all miss so much. 50-50, we used to put them in punch, you know, like on the, where I live, it was like punch with orange sherbet with ice. It's delicious. I went to a friend of my mom's one time at a party. She served that all the time. Oh, it was good. I like that. And sometimes without even with sherbet, she put the vanilla ice cream too. So that's enough. I don't think people make that anymore. No doubt it. 50-50 still sold somewhere around, not in Chicago, but I don't know if it's the same. Probably not. I don't think so. Okay. Next, I found a box of Frango mitts from Marshall Fields. Frango mitts is still there, but it's Macy's. But this particular one was rum flavor. Oh boy! And I never knew they had rum flavor. They had just mint. I don't know what else they had now. And that's kind of cool. And it reminds me of the episode on the Honeymooners where, in the scene where Alice was all gussied up and she's swinging her hips around the kitchen, and Ralph would say, "Alice, you've been at that rum candy again." I mentioned that on Facebook and people remembered and he started laughing. So when you think of rum candy, you think of that particular episode. I've had rum candy before. That's strong, you know, but I taste most of the rum than a candy. I guess people like that. Okay, and the other thing I posted was Cramel milk. I found a milk carton. Oh, people remember that. Their plant or factory was located on the west side, in I think the Lawndale neighborhood, on Ogden Avenue and Costner. And people loved this milk. They really did. And they remembered the commercials from the Muppets. That was the early Muppets in the 60s. And not some of the Muppets you don't recognize, but they do remember the commercials. Most people remember the commercials and the milk itself, which is interesting. I never had this milk. I don't think so. It's not in business anymore, which is a shame. Okay. Next up, I posted a catalog for Nikki Chevrolet. Oh, people miss that. They miss that auto dealership, you know, very popular in the 60s and the early 70s. And they remember the backwards K from the sign. Also, I'm going into more detail in a future episode with that because this is a fascinating subject, you know, and people still miss this place. Yeah, I can understand why. And the catalog covers from 1969. So that's a cool thing. Okay, what else do we have? I think we have one more thing. Yeah, the other day I put, on Sunday, it was the 30th anniversary of the movie Batman Returns. And I bought the movie on VHS. It was released in October of that year. And then I held on to it. Now I have the DVD. I should buy the Blu-ray. But this... I found a picture of the VHS tape online from Blockbuster. And a lot of people comment, you know, one particular person goes, "Why are you posting this? This is everywhere. It's not Chicago." Well, duh. I mean, it's, people in Chicago did go to, you know, to Blockbuster. So it's not just a Chicago thing. It was, you know, it was national, but people have memories of going to the Blockbuster video store to browse and know what movie you want to rent. Sometimes it was sold out, what you wanted to rent. You just have a backup. Try finding another movie. And it's fun because I remember the store that was on 87th Street in Cicero in hometown. I love that store. I miss it. I love to browse. Now you can't do that anymore. Everything's streaming. It's boring. Okay. And let's see a couple more. Then I found two moist towelettes. It's a photo from Chicken Unlimited. Listen, when you have chicken, you need that because you make a mess while you eat with your hands. So, and A lot of people missed this chicken very much. It was a good restaurant. The one I remember mostly was from the Roseland neighborhood where I used to live on the corner of 111th Street in Michigan. Oh, my God. There's a picture of me and my brothers. We're standing outside. People love that photo. We were real little. They had good food. They had the Wham burger. They had the fish sandwich. I forgot what that was called. The fries was good. I like that. But the chicken was excellent. You know, I missed that. And it's a shame because it went out of business in the mid-70s. But there was one open up in Wisconsin. I think that's closed. And that was there until a couple years ago. This is amazing. They got to bring it back. You know, it's a lot better. In my opinion, it's a lot better than KFC or Browns, which I do like Browns better than KFC. Okay, and last but not least, I found a business card from Polk Brothers, and this was the business card. They showed the picture of the store that was located at, let's see, I get the address. I always forget. It was at 2850 North Central Avenue. That's like Diversey. That's not the first location. I think it was, first it was called Central Furniture. I think. And yeah, Central Furniture. And then they changed to Polk Brothers. And I think it was the first location was like Belmont. So Polk Brothers, famous store. We all miss it. You know, I talked about that on an earlier podcast episode. Maybe I'll talk about it again. We'll see. It was great. I love the Santas and the snowman. Okay, that's good. All righty. Next up, we talk about Viewmasters of the of TV shows from the 1970s. Okay, and every kid had one of those growing up, and it was a lot of fun. So, let's see. I'll give you a little history of that. That was introduced in 1939, a long time ago. It's still made. But it's made differently. And before that, they didn't have television show. They showed mostly tourist attractions or travel views. Like you go to the Grand Canyon. You go to Mount Rushmore or a national, you know, or a national park like Yellowstone or any. They had photos from Europe and a lot of those. They're fine. Kind of dull, you know. That's like goes. That's like somebody from your family showing home movies at home. Remember that? That's never, my father never did that. Thank goodness. He didn't understand it. And then they started marketing, you know, from radio, I believe, and then television. Yeah, that came out. So I will give you a list of the TV shows of that. And, that'll be a lot of fun. Okay, and so here we go with that. Like I said previously, they showed national parks. They showed Canada, the United Nations, and the White House, anything like that, which is nice. Then they had Disney movies. You know, like for example, Pinocchio, Cinderella. All are another you know, classic stories like Huckleberry Finn, The Wizard of Oz, excuse me, and the Winnie the Pooh, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's fun. Okay. So here's the TV shows that I remember growing up. Before I get to that, my first memory of Viewmaster was it was brown. And let's see. The show I picked was Rowan and Martin's Laughing. I asked my mom to buy that one. I bought it at Geatley's People's Store in Roseland on the corner of 112th and Michigan. And I was fascinated by it, you know, because the show was colorful and all that. But I didn't pick a cartoon or a regular kid show. I chose that. And I didn't kept it very long. I didn't buy any more. I don't know why I should have. But that's my first memory of that. That's the only thing. And so you put in a reel and you hold the thing up to your eyes and click, and there's this look. it is fun when you were a kid and doing that. Now, it's okay. Now you have video games and all that and virtual reality. It's not like that. It wasn't like that back then. So here's the list of the TV shows in the 70s, some in the 80s and the 60s. So why not? I'll just say all of them. Okay. There was Bonanza, also Lassie, Flipper, Lancelot Link, Secret Chip. That's with the talking chips. That show aired for 1 year. They showed it on Saturday mornings, and there was reruns. That's hilarious. You got all the chimps dressed up, you know, because Lancelot Link was a secret agent, and he worked for APE, A-P-E, and their enemies were Chump. And that was fun. Also, they had Planet of the Apes, Woody Woodpecker Show, Tom and Jerry, Huckleberry Hound, and Yogi Bear. Flintstones, I remember that. They had Popeye. Also, they had Pebbles and Bam Bam, Mighty Mouse, Bugs Bunny. Also, Peanuts. Yeah, they had the Peanuts characters with that. They also had Roadrunner from, you know, Beep Beep. And let's see. Here's some obscure ones. The Hare-Bear Bunch. The Hare-Bear, it was like, you know, cartoon. There were some bears. They were singing. Also, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, they had the Scooby-Doo. Star Trek. They had that. Here's Apple's Way. I did a podcast episode on TV Oblivion. I talked about that show. They did have a Viewmaster for that. Also, $6 Million Man. The New Zoo Review 2. The Brady Bunch. They had the Archies. Let's see. Adventures of G.I. Joe. Also, Happy Days, I remember that. Gunsmoke, Hawaii 5-0, Adam 12, Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Oh, I remember that show in the 70s. I used to watch that. It's funny. I had it on DVD. They only released the first season, not the second one. I'm still waiting. Also, The Waltons and Kung Fu. They had that. And they also had The Moon Landing from 1969. They had that. I remember that one. I really did. Let's see what else. They had some Christmas ones. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Little Drummer Boy. Also, they had sports. They showed that. Other TV shows, King Kong, I think from the 60s. That was Space 1999. Remember that? Flash Gordon, Land of the Lost, Mr. Magoo, Welcome Back, Carter, Godzilla. And they had the Rookies and SWAT. Okay. Let's see what. Maybe I missed a few. So they also had the Partridge Family. They did have that. And Lost in Space. Batman from the 60s. They had that. Fat Albert. The Cosby Kids. The Beverly Hillbillies. Captain Kangaroo. They had Chips. There's an old TV show called Steve Cannon. I got that on DVD. That's a good show. I think I mentioned the Addams Family. The Banana Splits, of course. They had that. The Flying Nun. Okay. And I mentioned Man of Uncle. Here's a rare one, Fang Face. It was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. It was I think it was about a kid who turned into a wolfman. He only had one tooth. Also, Rocky and Bullwinkle. Yeah, they had that too. That's great. It Is Enough. They also had one. It was a one-season TV show called Joe Forrester that starred Lloyd Bridges. That's kind of nice. I remember that show. Daniel Boone. They had that. They had Daktari. That's from the 60s. Also, Korg, 70,000 BC. I used to watch that show on Saturday mornings. It was set in prehistoric times. So that was nice. Also, Dukes of Hazzard. They also had from the a couple of 90s shows like Dinosaurs. They had that. Flintstones, we did that. They had Full House, too. I didn't know that. Let's see. They had Alf, Mission Impossible. They also had from the TV show Julia that starred Diane Carroll, not Cannon. And That's a rare one. That really is. And let's see, what else? Emergency from 1972. A City Beneath the Sea, if you remember that. They had the Green Hornet. They ran 1 year with Van Williams and Bruce Lee. I love that show. It's nice. Okay, let's see, what else? The Munsters? Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that one. Also, ISIS. Remember ISIS from the 1970s? Yeah. I remember that show. I have it on DVD. The actress who played her died about a year or two ago. That's a shame. Yeah, she was great. Let's see, what else? That was Lassie. I mentioned Lassie, but this is with Timmy. You know, there was Jess Colley, but there was Timmy there. Okay. And let's see, The Smith Family. That's a one-season show. They had McHale's Navy, Fantastic Voyage, Land of the Giants. They had the Mod Squad. Yeah, they had that. It was a show, UFO, that was from England. Also, Family Fair, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. And also, the Muppets. The Muppets had, they were on Viewmaster. That's great. Also, Family Fair. I think I mentioned that. I'll mention it again. They had one for Electric Woman and Dinah Girl. I remember the show very much. Deidre Hall, who plays Marlena on These Are Our Lives, she was Electric Woman. You know, and I don't know. I think there's bootlegs of that show if you go find it. Excuse me. So I didn't know they made a Viewmaster for that. Let's see, what else? A lot of people remember that, Family Matters from the 90s. Okay, and, Ren and Stimpy. There was Blossom from the 90s. Nanny and the Professor. Dennis the Menace. You know, as I go on, you would know. The Monkees had one, too. Oh, that's great. You know, that's wonderful. Okay. And let's see, what else? So those were fun. You know, when you had Viewmasters, they're like the discs. They look like paper CDs, you know. So that's so they're easy to tear. So they're very fragile like that. And let's see, what else? I can, the Waltons I mentioned. Ah, Laverne and Shirley. I didn't know they had one. They also had one for Mannix. My Connors, MASH. And let's see, what else? Rookies, I mentioned. Dippity Dog, remember that show? Yeah, Dark Shadows. They did have a VHS. When that show was popular, they had all kinds of merchandise. The board game's the best. Okay, and here's a go on. The Hawaii Five-O. They had that. So it went on and on. You know, it was a big market, you know, with all these TV shows. It's amazing. They went for Rin Tin Tin, this 50s show. The Hardy Boys. But this is the cartoon, not the live action. It was a cartoon series. Excuse me. They had Here's Lucy, starring Lucille Ball. And I Love Lucy didn't come out in Viewmaster. Now, I don't know why. It was around, huh? That's bizarre. Let's see what else. I'm going down the list. There's so many of them, and it's amazing. So the Viewmaster came in many colors. You know, just brown. There was red. Blue, I guess. Green? No. Nothing. I remember red and brown. Red and brown. I remember that. And see, also, there was one on Viewmaster. There was a TV show called Big Blue Marble that was syndicated. I remember watching that show in Channel 32, and saw a few clips on YouTube. You could check it out, and it was an educational show, and I enjoyed it. Okay, let's see what else. Here's one: Dr. Shrinker and Wonderbug, which. I think it was the same time with Electric Woman and Dinah Girl. That was Sid and Marty Krofft. That was funny. I love that show. Okay, let's see what else. Mork and Mindy, they came out in one. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's fun. That's interesting. It's what's interesting. They manufactured ViewMaster with shows that lasted like a year and just a couple, not longer. So that's very interesting indeed. Let's see what else. Nothing much. Romper Room, yeah, Romper Room had a they had ViewMaster. Oh, that's great. Okay, and oh, Time Tunnel. Remember Time Tunnel? If anyone remembered the show from the 60s, I have it on DVD. That's it ran for 1 year. It's these two scientists that go to through a time tunnel, and they go to all different areas of the world, you know, like prehistoric times, the Middle Ages, and the future. And it starred James Darren. Yeah, so that's a good show. Let's see what else. I should be done momentarily. Oh, Grizzly Adams. Yeah, I remember that with Dan Haggerty. It was from the movie, and then they made a TV show out of it. Yeah, that was fun. They had In Search of? No, not Search. Excuse me. That's another show. Never mind. Okay, and I think that's it. I don't see any more. Okay. We got that here. I'm going to just see the Pussycats add on. No, I don't see it. I don't think so. I think that's it basically. So I'll keep talking. So once I publish this episode, you can comment on what was your first ViewMaster and what TV show you had. You can also post anything else, not just a TV show in general. So that's okay. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I talked about my memories of ViewMaster. Of that, and I'll be right back in one moment. Okay, everyone, I apologize for the abrupt cutoff. You know, I was on a time limit, so like I said previously, that'll be all for today's show. I talked about the my memories of ViewMaster TV shows of the 70s. I also included the 60s, the 80s, and 90s. Couldn't leave that out. Also, I did a recap of last week's post from Vanished Colin Facebook page. Once this episode is published, you can find it on any podcast that's available, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. It is on Audible, I think. Audacity. I can't say that word. I'm sorry. Also, it's on Spotify. You can listen to there. Also, I'll post this on my YouTube channel. You can listen for free. And please subscribe. You know, you get the latest episode. And also listen to my other podcast, TV Oblivion. I'll probably do a new episode very soon. Maybe today if I have time. We'll see. Okay. And thank you for joining me. This is episode 142. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. And everyone have a great day. It's going to be a hot one. It's going to reach 100. Ugh, can't stand it. And so here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now with a little traveling music. And bye-bye for me. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.